scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 19, verses 8 and 9. He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another woman commits adultery."
That's still a good scripture reading. Still a good scripture. I want you to put your thinking caps on for just a minute. Don't nobody blurt it out. But think, how many pairs of shoes do you have? I was sitting there a few minutes ago and I was thinking about how many I have. I have seven. Seven pairs of shoes. I may be missing some out in the garage, I don't know. But seven. Anybody have more than seven? Anybody have more than 10? 20? Wendy, your hand ought to still be up. Anybody have more than 50 pairs of shoes? Steve? Yeah, boy. Really? All right, so shoes are important. Shoes are important. You know, and in the Bible has a lot to say about shoes. I never really thought about it, but I read an article here a while back, and I got to thinking about it, and I looked it up today, and here's a few verses. Genesis 14 and verse 23 says that I will take nothing from a thread to the sandal strap, to a sandal strap, and I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. Exodus 3 and verse 5 said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. 2 Samuel 15 and verse 30, and David went up to the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. And he had his head covered and went barefoot. And all the people who were with him covered their heads and went up, weeping as they went up. Luke chapter 3 and verse 16, Jesus answered and said to him, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. John answered, not Jesus. When I was reading it, I knew I'd messed up. Luke 15 and verse 22, but the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. 228 times. 228 times in the Bible, it makes reference to feet. Now my question to some of y'all is this. Why do you have 50-something pairs of shoes? I knew some of you would be excessive on this. I didn't really expect it to be Nick. Anybody see the movie Forrest Gump? Forrest said this, there's an awful lot you can tell about a person by their shoes. If I remember correctly, part of the reason he said that, and Nick, I have to correct me or others, you can tell where someone's been and where they're going, and he went on from that. Our shoes play a different part in our lives. I've got a pair of work boots. I've got a pair of rubber boots. I've got a pair of loafers. I've got a pair of what we used to call Sunday shoes. I guess it's dress shoes. And I got a pair of tennis shoes. You know, I'm not even sure I got seven pairs of shoes. Somebody has got some of my shoes. I'm sitting here looking in the bottom of my closet right now. Well, I got one pair on my feet. So we take shoes and we put them in our life and we use them for certain things. But if God were to ask us or demand that we choose a shoe, what would you choose? You can go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 15. And there it says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Preparation is important when we think about our shoes. So number one tonight, are you a loafer or are you a work boot? Are you a loafer, or are you a work boot? The trouble with being a loafer is this. Ephesians 5 and verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We have to be careful. We have to be careful that we're busy in doing God's work. We don't want to get to the point in our life that we're loafing. We're just going through the motions and we're not accomplishing anything. I found a quote that says, Christianity is not a vacation. It's a vocation. It's something that we live. It's something that we do every day of our life. So if we had to choose whether or not we're going to be a loafer or a work boot, obviously we want to be the work boot. Romans 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now this next slide is going to eliminate some of us. It should eliminate at least half of us. At least one side of it. Are you a high heel or are you a low top? Which one fits your character more? Here's what I have down as far as a high heel or a low top. Jesus had a low top attitude, not to be seen of men. He was humble in his work and in his service. Self-praise was not worth having, was his attitude. Now, we've probably all known some people in our life, and maybe we've been that way a time or two in our life, that we worry just a little bit about, are we getting recognized for what we do? Well, Jesus didn't have that attitude at all. Psalms 101 and verse 5, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. Proverbs 16 and verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. James 4 and verse 6, but he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12 says, therefore let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. So obviously as we look at this slide and we think about it, we know we don't want to be the high top, the high heel, to the point that we're worried about people seeing us. Next slide. Had a hard time finding a picture of an overshoe. But are you a baby shoe or an overshoe? A baby shoe or an overshoe? Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Then 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. Baby shoes. Are we still wearing our baby shoes when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our knowledge, when it comes to our Christianity? Are we growing? I hadn't said it in about a week, so I'm going to go back to it again. Sometimes we're better off turning off the televisions and grabbing our Bibles and spending some time and study. Now the overshoe. The overshoe covers the other shoes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So many things in our faith we cannot see. We know that God created the earth. We believe it. We see everything around us. But not a one of us has ever seen heaven. Not a one. But we have faith through His Word. And that's how we walk. Looking for that city someday when we leave this earth. Well, here's your Sunday shoes and your everyday shoes. A Sunday shoe is that person that is a Christian one day a week. We think about church. We think about study. We think about what's going on in worship, what our responsibilities are when we get up on Sunday morning. And that's a problem, because in Acts chapter 2, we find that it was daily, from house to house, every day of their life, they continued to live and to worship and to serve God. Luke 9 and verse 23 says, they said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Hebrews 3 and verse 13 says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sins. We need to be everyday Christians. And then last, are you a house shoe or are you a combat shoe? A house shoe, obviously, always looking for comfort. We want to be comfortable. A combat shoe, are you willing to teach a class? Are you willing to minister unto others? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. How many times do we say, I can't? I can't. I made reference to the Army this morning when I was extending the invitation. Brother Jimmy come up to me at the end of it, and he corrected me on something. But I think back of the time when I went into the training in the Army, how many times these men, these young men, boys, however you want to word it, be in a stressful situation, it'd be physically demanding, and the first thing people would say is, I can't. I can't do this. I can't do this. When it comes to our spiritual life, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 instructs us that we can do everything through Christ. We need to put on our combat boots. Well, I thought about shoes this week when I read this article and thought about it, and I thought, what all kind of shoes is it that we can apply to our life? And the last one, I guess, before we sing the invitation song, are you a white and clean shoe or are you a dirty shoe? This may be a little excessive over on your right when we think about being dirty. We don't have to be quite that dirty. However, I've been that dirty before in my life, fixing water leaks. But each one of us is going to be one or the other in our life. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, we're going to encourage you with a song that we're about to sing to think about your life and think about your relationship with God and what kind of shoes do you have on your feet. Are we a people that's looking to serve, or are we a people that's looking to be recognized in all that we do? Are we a people that walk around with clean shoes, or we have dirty shoes, and dirty shoes being covered up in sin? Tonight, if you're not a Christian, won't you become one through your faith, your willingness to turn away from sin, confess that Jesus is Lord? Tonight you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you're here and you've been unfaithful to God and you need to rededicate your life, won't you come while we sing?